knowing that we are his living image, knowing we're the creator, knowing that we're the creator's image, and that we have him within us. And as his image, he speaks and creates. So therefore we speak and create. And now through our union, we speak and create with his word, with his presence, with his truth. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with me, Liz Wright. And in our time together today, I wanted to share with you a scripture that Jesus has gripped me with, and I've been sitting in on and off for about 2 weeks now. Just the way, you know how Holy Spirit will sometimes highlight a scripture to you, and it's like you've not ever seen it before, or he shows it to you from a completely different angle, like there's another level of revelation that he's unfolding as you're looking at the word. Well, he's done that with me. And so I wanted to share the scripture with you and then apply what he's showing me through this scripture in a very personal way. So for the issues of your life, the things that you're dealing with, there are particular scriptures that he then continued to highlight for me that I brought on a recent lifetime in our international mentoring community, and Jesus just took over. So this is a very focused, shorter version of what I shared with our IMC family. And I pray, Holy Spirit, wow, wow, Holy Spirit, is his presence. Whew. I pray as I begin to read and I begin to share with you that he will profoundly impact your life. I know he will. I'm actually agreeing with his heart. I can feel his presence just pouring out of me right now and filling me for you. And there's a flow of his presence that I can feel him beginning to immerse you afresh and release a grace to you to be able to really hear him, really experience him in a different way. So if you can, just really focus on the truth that I begin to share now and focus on his presence inside of you, right? As you've heard me say lots of times, and we know he's not out there one day, someday we might encounter him, right? The gospel is the reality that we can experience the living God all the time. He's just a glance away. It's about tuning back in to what's already real. When we tune out, right, we get busy and overwhelmed in our soul, in our circumstance of our life, and our emotional reactions to what's going on. And right now, he wants this to be you time, you and him re-engaging, connecting at a deeper level, you experiencing truth, embedding into you and exploding fresh divine life inside of you and meeting your needs, him meeting your needs. Wow. There's such a grace right now that he's inviting us to experience, to be able to frame up our life circumstances by releasing the seed of the word of God, so to speak. As we hear the Lord's perspective, we hear his truth again, and that knowing, that faith ignites inside of us, the word begins to be matter of fact for us. This is his intention for our life. As that perspective comes again, and it will happen now as we spend our time together today, as that truth ignites inside of you as revelation, and you begin to speak out of your mouth that truth, knowing that that is the way of life he intends for you. That promise is what he wants your life to look like, you to experience of him and kingdom life. As you speak that out, the word of God is seed that you release into your life, into those circumstances that will then bring forth a completely different life. It will bring forth the redemptive power of God and his intention over that sickness, that relationship breakdown, that impossibility you're dealing with, that future you're uncertain about, that vision that you can't see how it could possibly ever happen, your dream. He's saying, listen to my heart, tune back into the reality that I'm inside of you, re-engage with my presence, hear me, open your heart to him, hear the truth so that you have his mind regarding those situations. And then when you do, in that moment of that fresh faith inside of you, igniting that fresh revelation flowing through you, you speak seed. You speak the word of God as seed into your life, and that seed of truth contains his intention and the supernatural power of God to see it come forth, right? He's the creator. Like it says in Genesis, he speaks and creates. He speaks and creates his dream, his intention, and his dream for us, which is part of what he's been showing me again, is that John 10:10. That we would live an abundant life, a life filled with peace, with joy, with love, right? The kingdom of God is righteousness, the nature of God, the person of God, peace and joy in Holy Spirit. He wants us living in Eden, restored, right? A state, in other words, Eden, the word Eden means bliss, a state of bliss, restored, our hearts completely secure in how loved we are, stable, strong, secure, knowing that we are his living image, knowing we're the creator, knowing that we're the creator's image and that we have him within us. And as his image, he speaks and creates. So therefore we speak and create. And now through our union, we speak and create with his word, with his presence, with his truth. He doesn't want any of us, right, sick, limping along in life, absolutely overwhelmed with insecurity and fear. That is not abundant life, right? It's not Zoe life, which is the original language. The Hebrew is Zoe, translated into English as life, right? It means the same life that God is, right? This is what's been restored to us, and he wants us as living epistles, living contagious messages of hope, our life, shining him, filled with radiant glory, filled with the nature and the person of God, filled with hope and faith, supernatural hope and faith for everybody around us, and every situation we face becoming his testimony as we get his mind on a matter. This is how it becomes his testimony. As we get his mind on a matter, we speak forth what we're seeing to be the truth. And that seed brings forth a different life. It brings forth his intention on earth, his will being done on earth, as you're moving in your powerful spirit, filled with God, filled with supernatural faith, right? Filled with divine perspective. So I'm going to give us some scriptures to make this really personal so that you can apply it in your life when you face these particular situations, and you'll fill yourself up again with the truth, and you'll feel his spirit igniting that fresh capacity to believe again. And then as you speak under the power of Holy Spirit, just like our Father did, you will create, you will speak and create and speak and create, and nothing in your life will remain untouched and unchanged, because the one who is the Redeemer will pour into it through your union with him. So the scripture I'm obsessed with is Job 38:12-13, verses 12 and 13. And this is Job and the Lord having conversation. So this particular scripture is where the Lord is revealing his sovereignty to Job to help Job come back into a correct understanding and perspective of the sovereignty of who he was in relationship with. The way Jesus spoke to me through this scripture was, and now who I am as sovereign creator, as sovereign king, is within you. I am within you. He is within us. The same God who spoke and created and brought everything that is into existence. So he started to just blow me away and impact me with that reality that the unlimited God is inside of us, that he's restored to us the life of union with him now, and our capacity now in him is to live, like I said, an abundant life, the same life that he lives, that he is being our experience. So then we reveal God. We are the shining ones. We are the ones filled with authority and creative power, unlimited creative restorative power dripping through every single one of us. So just listen to this. Since your days began, this is the Lord speaking to Job, asking this question. Since your days began, have you ever commanded the morning and caused the dawn to know its place? So that light, just get this verse, so that light may take hold of the corners of the earth and shake the wickedness out of it. Just, I encourage you, meditate on that one scripture. Because this is how he's revealing himself to Job. It's how he's therefore revealing himself to us. I am sovereign. He's saying this to you right now, that he is sovereign. He is sovereign. And now through us, through our union with him, we can together with him take hold, like the scripture says, of the corners of the earth of our life, morning by morning, commanding the morning, shaking off the wickedness from the terrain of our life, of our life circumstances, and collectively of our world. That's the authority that we carry, because we carry the Creator who's already dealt with all the wickedness. It's just a matter of shaking it off our life as we command the morning and we bring forth the day that he intends for us to live, as we simply tune in and get his mind on every matter, trusting that this is who he is. He wants to reveal himself as sovereign through our lives, to our hearts and through our lives. And there's a grace, like I said, right now, to be able to enter into this way of living where we become immovable and unshakable regarding the truth. We know who we are. As children of light, we know who we are as a living image of the Creator. We know that we are loved. We know that his ways are truth, are the way to live life. So there's a particular way I want to apply this principle, this invitation to each one of us in a very pragmatic, practical way. And so the scriptures I want us to read through are from Ephesians. And I've categorized them. There's five areas, really, that we will all cycle through and have all cycled through that the Lord wants to specifically deal with. So as you listen to these scriptures and you, with your heart open to the reality that Christ is inside of you, and you're listening to the implications of these truths and receiving them into your life again, with your agreement, what it's doing is it's shaking the wickedness off your life. It's shaking the sickness. It's shaking the demonic. It's shaking the oppression off, because that's simply what he will do through you, through your union with him. So, category one, if you are dealing with, this is for you now and in the future, if you are dealing with insecurity, emotional instability, or uncertainty of your value, I encourage you, sit in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, which says, and I'm going to read it, not as a prayer, but as a decree, because this is the Lord's intention for your life. The light of God will illuminate oh, holy, really feel Holy Spirit. It's like, felt him like push this truth, this promise into you, right into the areas within your heart that are insecure. Or if there's any emotional instability inside of you, uncertainty of your immense absolute value of how loved you are. The light, the Lord is saying to you, the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your heart, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us. He finds in you, his Holy One. So in other words, what he's passionately wanting for you and enabling to happen right now again, because his Spirit is moving to deposit in you a fresh experience of how loved you are, how much he loves you, that the reward of his suffering was you, was his relationship with you. And he wants the deepest parts of your heart resting in this truth, alive, vibrant, secure, and whole, because the revelation of his love is cascading into you. That one truth I've just shared with you, that is written in this scripture, that you will know, because the light of God will illuminate your heart. That revelation truth will flood through you, releasing to you a fresh experience of your belovedness, of the fact that actually his love for you is the power that took him through the cross, right? It was that whole experience. He was compelled by hope. He was looking, like the scripture says, the joy that was set before him was the relationship with you, with me, each one of us restored back to him. And so your value, your immense value, he wants you to rest secure in that fact. And that the undergirding strength of your life, the foundation of your heart would be how loved you are, that you are the treasure that he obtained through the cross, through all he went through, so that there's no remaining trace of insecurity left inside of you. Amen. Second area that I really felt from Holy Spirit to apply and speak and receive the word of God for his perspective, so that you can begin to speak this into being and shake the wickedness from your life and frame up your circumstances moment by moment with truth. And as you do this and you agree with his word, you will see a different reality coming forth. You will see his will established, created in that circumstance on earth. Sickness, whether it's body, mind, emotions, apply, sit in Ephesians 1, 19, verse 19, which says, and I'll read it as a decree, you will continually experience the immeasurable, holy, feel his presence, wow, greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then, as you're experiencing his immeasurable power, your life will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. That's his will. Remember when Paul is praying the apostolic prayers, where he's sharing truths in his letters with us, he's sharing what he had discovered to be true. So he's revealing to us, he's sharing with us what he knows is real, kingdom life now. So these are life-changing truths that he walked out. So this isn't him praying one day, someday, I hope you will have these profound experiences. He's saying This is what I know to be real. This is the Lord's intention for your life, and His intention for your life is that you will experience, like the scripture says, the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith, because His Spirit, right now, as we know, is residing inside of our spirit. And as we tune back into the union, His Spirit and your spirit, now one, that's the place all power cascades out from. So then your lives will be an advertisement of this immeasurable power as it works through you, as He works through you, and He eradicates that sickness. He restores what is out of order in your life, and His will, His passion and desire, and the provision He's made for you by putting His Spirit inside of you is that you would live a life that's whole, that you would have a sound, whole mind. Your life would not be about being tormented or sick in any way, that your emotions would be flooded with peace, flooded with joy, that you would live from that deep inner place of emotional stability, rest, supernatural rest, because rest is a person. So you're literally resting deeply on the inside, absorbed by, consumed by the one who is peace, the one who is rest, which creates, He creates a completely different biochemical cascade. He creates a completely different emotional state that we live in our soul. So He bathes, as we tune into Him, He bathes through us as the river of life, as the oil, the healing oil. He bathes our soul. He bathes our body. He creates wholeness, because He is wholeness. He is peace. He is rest. He is supreme authority, and He is immeasurable greatness. He is power, right? So as we simply tune back in to that one reality that He's inside of us, we begin to drink of the river of life again. We begin to receive where we need restoration. We receive Him. And then we become that living testimony of hope to the people that are around us. And we then know, because we have absolute faith for what He's done for us, He will do for anybody else, because He loves us all, right? Amen. Number three, divine protection and the power that breaks fear's control over your life. So if you are struggling with fear, or if fear comes against you now or in the future, this is a very powerful word that you can begin to receive and proclaim. And like I always say, you know, and I do this as my own practice every day. It's part of my relationship with Jesus. I sit with Him in the Word of God and ask Him to reveal Himself to me this way. So the Word is a doorway for me always to encounter Him through. So important, because I sit with Him until I start to experience the truth of who He is in this regard, impacting my life. So the living Word begins to encounter me and transform me. And I am utterly convinced of that truth. Ephesians 1:21 and 22. So this is when you're uncertain about His protection, or you need His protection in a given situation, or you are, like I said, being oppressed by fear. This word, this truth of revealing who He is, will smash the power of fear in your life. And now He is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He, through this, will flood you with revelation truth into the deepest parts of your being, convincing you of the reality of His supremacy. And when we see that, we settle back down, surrounded by, strengthened by divine perspective. When we see that supernatural revelation light pours into you through the doorway of the word, as you begin to experience in this way, and the sovereignty of who he is touches you just like he did Job. And he brought him back eventually to his right mind, brought him back out of the despair, because Job could see him. He could see him. When we can see who he is, the one who is now inside of us, with fresh eyes, and our faith ignites, when we speak forth from that place, it changes our life. Everything in our life changes. The sickness bows, the impossibility bows, hope rises, faith rises, physical health, physical energy, our vitality, everything becomes buoyant, supernaturally energized by our supernatural God who's inside of us. So he is saying to you afresh today, look again, look with fresh eyes and see who I am. And then that second part, that second verse 22 says, and he alone, whew, wow, really wants you to hear that. He alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. Everything needed in the church. Everything that you have need of, he is your supernatural supply. He is my supernatural supply. So whether it is that fear is overwhelming you and you just need supernatural faith to just explode inside of you, whether it is that chronic insecurity that can suddenly wrap around our life, or we feel overwhelmed or intimidated in a particular situation, he is more than capable to flood you afresh with strength, with power, with faith, with healing, because he's all of those things, right? When the creation is touched by the creator, it is restored back to his original intention and design. And that, in this way, is us. It's he wants us in whole, abundant, joy-filled, blissed out, contagious life in the best possible way. The final two, just quickly. I encourage you, sit in these scriptures in your own time. Spiritual tiredness. If you need to trade your strength for his, you are trying to live a good Christian life. You know you are trying to do it in your own strength. Your faith is being soul generated. You're trying to believe him. He wants to bring you back into spiritually generated supernatural faith that dispenses out from the center of his spirit in the center of your being. Read Ephesians 3:16. You will have unveiled within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. He will unveil within you. How does that happen? We posture our heart internally, let go of the external world for a moment, turn your attention in. Turn in to the truth. Focus on the truth that Christ is within you. It's that simple. Because the onus of responsibility for your life in him is on him. And he will find, as you simply give him your attention, he will draw you in as a powerful magnetic force into experiencing him, and experiencing him the way that he wants you to, as recorded in the scriptures. He wants you to know him as the living word and be transformed and live in the benefits of what he purchased for each one of us at the cross. This is the power of the blood. This is the gospel of the kingdom, which is supernatural, right? So if you are tired, take a moment. If you know you're in your own strength, trying to keep going and live a good Christian life, like I said, just stop, turn in. And as you are looking at him with your conscious awareness, with your heart's attention, begin to talk to him through this scripture. Okay, Jesus, unveil within me the unlimited riches of your glory and favor, and flood me with supernatural strength. Final one, and just finishing now, just for now. I think I'm going to do part two to this, because these scriptures are life-changing when we apply them and when we engage into our relationship with him this way. This is if you absolutely know you can't go on and you just feel I'm going to have to give up, whether it's on a relationship or believing to be healed anymore, whatever your circumstances, you just know that I can't do it anymore. Ephesians 2:10. You have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill his destiny, the destiny that he's given to each one of us. This is the key. For we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we will do to fulfill it. So the onus of responsibility, our capacity to fulfill what we believe is God's plan for our life, it's not on us, it's on him. It's made possible, like the word says there, because we are now joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Through your union, as you focus on the reality and you gauge into the joy and the experience of your union of Christ in you, the Spirit of the uncreated God is your source for everything, for your strength, for your healing, for your peace, for your faith, for your love, for you to live in wholeness. He is wholeness. So these are some of the truths that become keys that unlock these experiences for us in our life. And the seed that you will speak, the word of God that becomes the key that will set you free, is revealed to you as you simply sit down on the inside and pay attention to him and ask the question, how do you see this situation, Jesus? And as he speaks, the word he speaks becomes the seed you speak. And that brings forth a different life. Amen. His life planned for you. So I encourage you, spend time with him this week. Take the impossibilities, take the things in your life that are out of order and begin to do this, and you will see your life dramatically change. Have the most incredible week. Look forward to being with you again next week. God bless. 2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and he said if I would create a space for him, he would come. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. He never, ever misses a week with us. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.